Talked about marijuana being reclassified, an effort that the Biden administration and the DOJ are now working towards. Many marijuana proponents say this is an idea that's long overdue. Not everybody agrees. Scott Chipman is the vice president of Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana. Joins us on the program. Scott, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
So this move would move marijuana away from a what's considered a level one substance into level two. Explain to our audience what the difference between those levels are and why, in your view, is this a bad thing?
Well, actually, you've got a little bit wrong. They're asking for it to be rescheduled to level three. Level two would still be an illegal and dangerous drug. Level three would put it, classify it more like the many prescription drugs. And the big reason that they want to do this, we think, is because they're pandering for votes. They want some news on the marijuana issue. They have not legalized it. This will not legalize it, but it will make it basically a pharmaceutical product. But the reason we are opposed to it, even in this level three, is because all it does is financially assist the pot drug dealers, and it sends the wrong message about pot that it isn't harmful. You know, there's strict protocols that the FDA and the DEA have specified, and that are standards to reschedule any drug. And they're going to have to explain why all their previous determinations that marijuana should remain Schedule One have somehow changed. And that would be in light of the fact that we have seen more and more dangers related to marijuana use, including a 5 times more likely psychotic breaks, the number one drug associated with suicide among young people, the number one drug associated with a child death because of abuse of their guardians or neglect of guardians and parents. So there's so many reasons for marijuana to be considered a dangerous and Schedule One drug. This is going to be a hard sell.
Why is it that there is such contention on this issue and such disagreement? If somebody wants to talk about Oxycontin, for example, you don't get a bunch of people on the other side saying, Oxycontin's fine. It doesn't bother anybody. Everybody agrees that it's addictive, it's bad news, it's all the rest of it. Yet when it comes to marijuana, you can find people who literally say the exact opposite of what other people say. It seems to me that this ought to be provable with our science and our medical research that we have one way or the other. Why do you think it is not?
It's definitely provable. There's over 30,000 studies and peer-reviewed articles that indicate the harms of marijuana. But we have this coolness factor, I think, is a big part of it. The people who thought they were cool or who were in the cool group back in the 60s and 70s still think that the coolness is important to them. Back then, the marijuana was 1 to 4% THC. You can't find anything in the United States, any botanical marijuana, that's under about 18, 20, 23%. THC, and wow. The edibles are 50% of the market. You've got dabs and concentrates. The edibles go into the 50, 60, 70, 80% THC, and the dabs and the concentrates go 99% THC. We're talking about the crack cocaine of marijuana, and yet all these cool kids from the 60s and 70s who are now more or less in charge of our society, of our government, of our legislative groups, just think of it as a cool drug. Mm.
Scott, is the move from level one to level three, would that necessarily mean the elimination of most criminal charges? Is there a...
No.
No?
Well, that's the thing, is it? This does just two things. It assists the pot drug dealers in that right now, supposedly, they can't take business deductions for an illegal activity. So they can't write off business expenses, cost of goods, and things on their IRS tax reports. So it does that. It allows them to write it off. The truth is they're all writing it off now. the regulations aren't effective. There's virtually no actual enforcement unless you're trafficking marijuana across state lines or you're growing marijuana in some federal land or something. The enforcement is almost nil on marijuana.
Right. Well, that raises a question, though. If 24 states already have legalized marijuana for recreational use, why don't we have a dichotomy of laws going on here? It's fine to use it however often you want in your house or whatever, but federally, it's still a substance that's against the law. How do we rectify those two things?
Well, first of all, what drug can you name that's both medicinal and recreational? Have you ever heard of recreational bourbon? No, I mean, this is kind of ridiculous.
I have a few friends who have. But.
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't identify it in this way. Regarding what people say, we want to legalize it, there's a paradox here, because what people are being asked is, do you think people should go to jail for simple possession or use of marijuana? And so they vote, no, I don't want people going to jail. But does that mean they want stores, billboards, marketing of marijuana in their neighborhood? Most people that we talk to say, no, I don't want stores and advertising in my neighborhood, driving by billboards every day. Once they vote to legalize, they don't realize that's what they're going to get. They're going to get an industry that's based on profit for addiction.
And does moving it to Schedule 3 allow all that to happen? The advertising and the marketing still doesn't.
It'll still happen, but it'll happen through the state levels, the legislative acts of individual states.
They get around it now. I you recall, you guys, we were doing our draft show, and there were these like vans or bus type things, whatever, going by with these ads on the side of them for this guy, his name. And I kept saying, who is this guy? I never heard of him all, but I see these ads. He ran a cannabis shop, but he wasn't advertising for the cannabis. It's just like picture of him. And I guess the people who knew it. And the people who didn't, the uncool people, as you referred to, aren't customers anyhow. But you make a good point. If everyone says, do you want a guy to go to jail for having a joint? No, it's stupid. Those days should be long behind us. But do you
and
want...
And they are long behind us. No one's in jail for marijuana.
Right, not anymore. But do you want people coming, you know, opening shops down the block from you, advertising it, you know, being near schools and things like that? I'm sure there are a lot of people who would say no to that. The fact that there is money to be saved or made, therefore, for the industry always makes me suspicious if there's been lobbying for this. Because I see one guy saying, one particular lab said, we paid $70 to $80 million in taxes that a normal business in a normal industry would not have paid, meaning, as you said, they couldn't deduct things because it was illegal. So if there's all that much money to be made from a single lab, I can only imagine the lobbying force that's been pushing lawmakers to try to get this to happen.
And regulation has not worked. The black market has gotten bigger as marijuana has gotten legalized. And as a matter of fact, marijuana has gone in California from $2,000 a pound down to $200 a pound in the last 2 years. What does that mean? You know, how many joints in a pound? About 1,200, 1,300. You're talking about a joint now is about 15 cents. So the industry is collapsing. Multiple major players in the marijuana industry have moved out of California because they're losing money big time. The black market is the only real market that's viable right now, and that's not what people want. And if you tax it, the black market is even more credible.
Attractive,
you know, people
are
gonna, and people have gone to their local drug dealer, drug supplier, forever. If you want drugs, you figure out how to get it. If you want to go to a store, fine. That's if you want a special product or an edible of some kind. But the reality is people have known how to get marijuana forever, and they don't necessarily need to go to a store. And if you open up an illegal store, an unpermitted store, you'll be open for months, if not years, before they actually close you down. You'll get a huge client base. And then when they do close you down, you either move across town under a new name, new manager, or you just take your client base and now you're a street dealer just like always.
Well, Scott Chipman is Vice President of Americans Against Legalizing Marijuana. Thank you for coming out with us.
Appreciate the time.
It's 760 WJR. Join Hospice of Michigan at St. Andrew's Hall on Friday, May 17th for Barley Barbecue and Beats, a unique fundraiser that features craft cocktails from Michigan distilleries, mouthwatering barbecue, and live music from Luke Winslow King and Detroit's own Queen of the Blues, Thurnetta Davis. Tickets on sale now. All proceeds support Hospice of Michigan's mission to provide quality end-of-life care in our community. Visit hom.org/BBB. That's hom.org/BBB for more information. Well, every week we take a look at some of the new movies in our local Cineplex. To that, we go to our movie reviewer, the one and only John Travolta.
All right, Mitch, man. How you doing?
Fine, and you?
Well, I ain't driving out to UCLA.
No, I imagine not.
Holy protest, Batman. What the heck is going on there? I haven't seen crowds that angry since Edwards Theaters said that they weren't going to run Saturday Night Fever no more.
I don't think there was a protest over that.
Oh, yeah, there was. I let it.
Okay. How about reviewing some of the movies this weekend?
My, somebody's in a hurry this Friday, I'll tell you what.
Are you stalling?
Why would I stall?
Because you're not reviewing anything?
You can't start a review, Mitch, man. You have to build up to it. You know what I'm saying?
How do you build up to it?
Hey, give me that cheat over there. Thank you. By having your information right in front of you.
Yeah. You do know we can hear you ask for your cheat sheet.
Cheetos, Mitch, man. Cheetos. I like to snack when I review. You know how it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, okay. Start, please.
All right. The first new movie is called The Fall Guy. It stars Ryan Gosling as a stuntman and Emily Blunt as his old girlfriend. And he gets called in to find the actor that he's been stunting for who has disappeared. There's a lot of action, a lot of money spent. The end.
Okay. Is The Fall Guy good?
Well, I mean, it would have been better if they'd replaced Ryan Gosling.
With who?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe me, Johnny T.
Okay, why would they do that?
Mitch, man, I used to get all these kinds of roles. After Grease and Saturday Night Fever, they wanted me to be in everything. I was Ryan Gosling before there was a Ryan Gosling. Mr. Kendall. I was way more chiseled than him.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Well, don't have to be. I mean, with CGI and AI, they can make JT into a whole new Emmy.
All right. Meanwhile, should people go and see The Fall Guy?
I would direct your attention rather to Look Who's Talking.
Oh, God. Next film.
Or Look Who's Talking 2 or 3 or 4.
Next film.
All right. The next film is called, and this got me, Unfrosted. It is written and directed and stars Jerry Seinfeld, and it is a movie about Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Yes. The invention of Pop-Tarts.
Why?
Why? I suppose because the movie about Fruit Loops was already taken. I don't know why.
I hear this has a lot of good actors in it.
Yeah, and all of them famous, and they're all going to be sorry about it. Hugh Grant, Melissa McCarthy, Bill Burr, Amy Schumer. You know, answer the question, what do you get? They answer this question, actually. What do you get when you put a whole bunch of famous comedians in a single movie?
What's the answer?
A movie that ain't funny!
Any other films?
Yeah, there's a horror movie called Tarot. About mad things that have, you know, gone on with a group of people who misuse tarot cards.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, the sequel will be what happens when a group of people, when they abuse Mahjong tiles.
So long, Mr. Travolta.
Hey, I'll see you, Mitch, man. Stay away from that Ryan Gosling. He's just me 30 years earlier.
So long.
Remember what?
What's that?
You're back.